So he's off.
We're back from recess. The next order of business is the staff departmental update with Road and Bridge. And guys, before we enter into the list of agendized items that you have, we had some gentlemen that spoke with us today about Iowa Colony Road and an issue that currently exists. Would one of you gentlemen like to address that?
Well, just briefly, I mean, I've talked to Devin and Stottle about the water issue that we've got partly maybe was there, but we maybe magnified it once we redid the road. And so I think our last Road and Bridge session, we talked about putting that little berm in there to try to divert some water. But obviously that's not fixing the problem. And so really what I guess we're here to talk about is a solution to figure out how we stop damaging the property the best we can. So Devin, Rainey, I know you guys have talked about.
Before we, let me interrupt you, I'm sorry. Just a comment, and I should have stated this before, and I didn't. The gentleman that spoke to us today did not really come to aggravate or point fingers, just merely to point out that there is an existing problem, and they hoped that together we could all resolve that problem. That's just so you know the attitude that we're here with us about. Go ahead.
Great. So anyway, I just talked to Randy and Devin, Devin just before, just to say, give us some solutions. I mean, obviously, what we're doing right now is not fixing it, so give us some options.
We basically have two driveways that's causing most of this water issue with these gentlemen's property. One of them's a new entrance. The other one's an existing driveway that's there. The water flows out of it, comes across the road, sheet flows across, hits a driveway that goes down to these gentlemen's duplex. There's no way we can control it within our right-of-way. We need to go back up that road and do some work there, if it's allowed, to try to control it and get the water to hit our ditch lines, which will help them. It's not going to help any of the water that's already on the low side that's going to sheet flow. I mean, but it will control probably 75 to 80% of the water that's causing their problem right now. The new entrance, I would suggest we eliminate it right now and look at a different option with this lady's property. She has a lot there. We put a new entrance in there, but she's not built there yet. I would suggest it come off of this one private road might be a better option for her, rather than coming where it is. I believe it hurts the upper duplex. There's two actual duplex. I'll call them duplex or condos. The new entrance is the one that's controlling the water on your duplex. The existing driveway that's there, the lower one, is the one that's sheet flowing down the other road that goes in below. And both of them, we need to get control of this runoff.
By what you're talking about, by eliminate drive, is that the 30-foot culvert that went in there?
That's the 30-foot culvert, okay. The new entrance, yes. The other one has approximately a 30, a little over. That one, that driveway needs to be either readjusted, lowered, a valley put in there, or an upper ditch put in there. We got to get control of the water that comes down this driveway.
Obviously, we can't go on their property without permission. Could you work on getting permission from the homeowner or the landowner to see if we can't do some work on those drives?
We can, yes.
I mean, my hope is that we get this thing done so we have action items, not more okay. Just talking, but I think you're right. If we can control the water higher up on the drive, then it sounds like we can direct it where it needs to go.
Oh, not been there to location, so I'm not sure. Randy is a with a great across the.
That's got to be huge too.
I know what the next step will be if we remove and access to a piece of property that's already existing. We're going to probably hear it from the lady. I mean, I feel like anybody that if they had the entrance already existing, they'd probably come forward and say, "You took my entrance out. What's
well,
going
we
on?"
We just put it in.
This entrance just went in during the construction.
I understand what you're saying.
We put it in. Now we've taken it out, and she's going to say we took it out.
Right,
so,
right. And I understand that. But what I'm saying is there such a thing as if there's a culvert there, 30-foot culvert there now? Is there such a thing as putting a of grade in there to where the water doesn't come all the way down the driveway and would capture the water and let it spread out in the ditch. You know, we've tried to use those solutions in the past.
It'd really be hard to tell right now at this point if that's going to would work even, because I don't know what are future plans of this property. It's there's nothing been built there. Nothing's been landscaped. It's basically just a hillside that right now we could readjust the height of the culvert and valley this entrance out somewhat, but we're going to have to cut back into the hillside somewhat to be able to accomplish that, or she's not going to be able to use
it. Let me ask you this question. I thought maybe I'm getting confused here, but could we not ask that landowner to access through the private drive? The landowner that we put the culvert in, couldn't we have her access the private drive
as an access? That's a possibility.
She owns that driveway. Her property.
Well, I think short term, we take the culvert out that we added. That would be my suggestion, just to stop the water issue, because we're going to get 3 inches tonight.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know what it's going to do, but if we could take the culvert out until we could secure or redesign a better access to her lot, if it's through the private drive or it's something else, it just seems like we created the problem by being helpful. And since she's not accessed and she's not built there, we just need to address one thing at a time, which is people live in there, and then we can come back.
Is she local?
The possibility is that she's not even from here.
She
approached us with the thought that she was going to build a house there and
someday,
wanted us to go in
someday.
And put the driveway in.
Yeah.
Right. But by putting it up in the private driveway, well, which she owns, that would put a ditch in there to catch all the runoff from the, you know, the...
And she owns the private drive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she owns the private drive, so we could easily help her.
By putting a ditch in there, though, that will catch all that water runoff that is affecting them now. And allow the road to be reshaped, you know, back 50 feet or whatever we can go.
So, why don't you guys talk and just kind of give her a heads up? I don't want her to be shocked.
Yeah. With a note.
Yeah.
With a note in our minutes here that we are, in the future, if she has, we're going to solve the problem.
Exactly.
I mean, if she decides to build in there, we're going to solve the problem, whether it be a grade or whether it be whatever. But for now, we'll take the culvert out, solve these gentlemen's existing problem, and then look for a remedy for the future of the 30-foot culvert. Sometimes it's strange how things work out. When you try to help people, you create problems. So that's what we'll try to do. Is that in agreement with you?
Sounds good.
That'd be good to me.
The existing driveway that's been there for years has got the sewer main right there also. And we're not sure on the depth. We'll have to find that out. But in order to lower that, you know, we might run into the issue with a sewer main. So if she could put her driveway up in that driveway, that would eliminate all the problems.
I just encourage you guys to talk to her and to let her know the whole situation and help steer her to two options versus creating a new drive.
And can I add to this?
Yep.
Let it be done today.
Can you guys get out there and take that culvert out today?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Can you get the ditch to where it'll not
drain?
The private, that one driveway, that's not going to be a problem. We can take it out today. That's going to help that. The other, if we can cut down a little bit of that material there, try to divert some of that, if we can make some of that hit our existing ditch line, that's going to help. I don't know that it would solve it all right now.
If you can get 75-80% of this, if we could try to do that today before the rain hits, that would be, I think that'd be important.
You know, I'll have to get a hold of the crew here and a little bit to move that.
All that. Long as it's going in the ditch, make it all come to the new culvert, too.
Mm.
Makes it worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like you guys help us, but it sounds like we're going in the right direction with this, right? Okay.
And we can call those patio homes.
Sorry.
Yeah. They turned out to be condos.
Yes, we want to help those patio homes.
Patio homes.
Okay.
Gentlemen, did we cover everything we need to cover then?
Yes, sir.
Great. Yes, I believe if you look at that lot, and I think they, I'm just guessing, that they got to put the same type of building into that lot. I don't think that lot's big enough to put another big duplex.
I guess when they get through their permit.
That'll be a P&Z issue.
It'll be a planning zoning issue. So
you look at that deal.
Setback, you know, permit.
I don't think there's enough room in there to put another double deal in there. Because it's on the end lot.
Right. Okay.
They move that driveway over that private road, or and cut that private road down like he said. That solved all the problem.
Okay. Well, excellent.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. Then.
Thank you guys for your time.
Y'all did an excellent job.
See you later.
I told you they knew
the problem. Yeah, there you go. We just got to fix it. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
You don't have to call me, sir.
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Next on the list? We had something for these guys, didn't we?
What?
We had something for them.
What was it?
I don't remember. Where's my paper? Because you have nothing, do you?
I've got just a couple of things.
Yeah, that. Okay. I'm going to look through my email. I know there was something else. Go ahead.
I want to talk about electrical stuff at Mount Branson. And I did ask... if Phil will come by, I've had him working on helping me with part of this. Lay this out. We'll use this survey of the Mount Branson lot. And we currently have three-phase power line that runs the entire length of this lot here. This is how the hot tank portion of the lot was fed. It was with an overhead line across to a meter to the hot tank. That was three phase. We eliminated the overhead here, and we're going to go underground to a meter once we pretty much got the salt building completed here. We're going to go underground here. That's going to cost us $2,600 for MPAR to erect this out, and then provide the conductor. We're going to open the ditch and close it. The other issue we got, and I've had Bill looking at some of the electrical here, some of the electrical in this building, and checking these boxes out here, because we had no idea how all this was fed. The main building is fed from a line coming this direction. It comes to the building here. There is a 100-amp service running out of the building on a breaker that runs up through here that we've already got a problem with. One conductor on one side of it is already bad. That's the reason MoDOT had told us we got a problem, electrical problem here in this building. We don't know what it is. Sometimes you turn the light on, it works. Sometimes it don't. So that's the reason I had this checked out. We want to eliminate even using this aluminum underground here. I'd like to feed it off once we get this meter and switch and everything in here, is feed lights to the salt building off of this meter. Also make a place that we can plug in some trucks here below the salt building, which will make it more, because we're going to have about 7-8 vehicles sitting here that we're going to need to plug in. That frees up anything being parked in around the main shop. We're also going to take these breaker panels off of this building. We're going to put them over here onto this building, and we're going to feed a line back here to energize this. And this building and everything and the salt building will all be fed off of this right here. So that's
sounds
kind
good.
Of the tentative plan right now. And then he's...
And pull this out then?
We're not going to dig it out. We're just going to
leave it.
Okay, it's no good anyway, and
right.
We didn't want to have to dig it up.
Is it fed with a separate meter?
It's fed off of this... It's just fed off out of that breaker box right now. It's fed off.
It's not of the same. There's more than one meter.
We got two. We had two meters. Mm-hmm. This one and one over here. This one will go back in once we get the switch boxes and everything instead of purchase. So, but Phil's helped me working on costs, and but estimated we're looking at to do most of this neighborhood of just under $5,000 for parts and electrical boxes and wire and stuff.
The existing. The existing meters.
Sorry.
The existing meters that are in there, when they pull the three-phase line over to the hot tank, that'll be one that'll cover that entire side if we ever decide to add anything. Whenever the power company puts it in there, they'll have a, we can either run it off a rain-tight or waterproof box there where we can come off of it and go anywhere with it. On the other side, I recommend just doing away with that 100-amp service and putting in a 200-amp service over there on that side that can be used in the future for anything that we want to add there. Can't do anything with a 100-amp box anymore.
Yeah, it's really efficient.
So put it in a 200-amp here, then you're saying?
Yeah, put a 200 on that side and then on the other side.
We're just eliminating that 100-amp breaker out of this box, and he's also, I mean, it. That box, when you looked in that old box, we had no idea what was going anywhere, and so I had him kind of looking at that and checking that out for me and just making sure that we didn't have any problems here because we will need to put an air compressor and a welder in that shop, and I want to make sure everything was there adequate to be able to do that.
Sounds like a good plan on that.
So that's kind of where we're at with that. So.
How are we doing on the gate? I mean, he was open this weekend.
The gates are installed. I hadn't been over there to look, but I'm.
I mean, they were
right
open
right now that they're done. But I did see them open.
We just need to start securing the place.
Yeah.
I mean, we're starting to improve on it. I know Ron saw. I saw it.
I've been up there several times when the guy's been working there. So.
We need to secure it.
We'll get it secured.
Okay.
We already have some need for security there.
You done with that?
Yeah, that's...
Quick question for you.
Yes.
At the facility we have north of town on 65, we're going to be talking about and with the recycling group today. And they're in need of a 20x20 concrete pad and calling upon us to build a bunker of concrete to hold glass. And I'm confident we have the space, and I believe we have the partial area now that they've talked about where there is concrete.
We've identified
the area. Enlarge that a little bit. Would that be a problem?
No, we mean as far as building it?
We're just going to use blocks, what we talked about when we brought it up a couple months ago.
Using temporary?
The sinkers, I don't know what you guys call them. Everyone calls them different. The concrete blocks that we...
Okay.
We got a concrete crew that can do the concrete work, right?
Yeah.
And then we can...
Actually, there's no...
I mean, we can
no
put together...
necessary. All we did is... I think we got enough...
Concrete pad's not big enough.
Well,
according to the city of Branson.
Where, what location are they?
Well, today they're going to be here at 10:30. Will you be available to come over and sit in for that?
Yeah, okay.
Would that be all right?
That's fine. We've already had this discussion.
I haven't.
Yeah. About 2 or 3 months ago we had this discussion. We were supposed to, we left the direction with Mr. Stahl was trying to find the blocks that we've got throughout the county that so we didn't have to buy any blocks. Because those blocks are... I know David was looking for blocks. Do you remember
we've got...
It's to the right of salt.
He hadn't mentioned that to me, but now...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We do have some of them long eight...
I'll find it.
What about the barricade type ones? Will they work or... Do
we've got some barricade type deals that will work for that purpose also.
8 foot tall. We have to build the same.
Oh, eight? No. None of these are 8 foot tall. I don't know that we've got blocks that'll go. The precast.
As I understand it, they sell what we need at Table Rock.
Yes.
Asphalt.
Yeah, you can get them.
They're going to be here to describe that. 10:30 today.
You're not talking about them decorative blocks like
we're using. No, they're what we used before was Table Rock asphalt makes easier access concrete. They pour in big square blocks, and that's what I think that's what David is. We do have a few of them.
By the appliances we got.
Yeah, there's. I think there's some, but you want to go 8 foot tall.
Let's just wait for the conversation.
Okay.
If they're 2x4, and we've got a loader that's going to be.
It says cost for 4x4 stacking blocks to build bunker. It cost us somewhere between their estimate was $1,200 and $2,400 if we just purchased them.
I forget what the cost before.
Just looking at this, I gave you a copy of that.
Right.
This morning. Anyway, we'll have that discussion.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
What was your other issue there, Randy?
Brad DeVille, you wanted to Brad DeVille lot.
Right, I got a phone call from Joe, and actually they're doing some construction down there of some kind, but they was wanting to know when we were going to get started with the fill there on the agreement that we had. I told him I didn't know that the final intergovernmental agreement that we had was in place. I know that they had signed one, and we had some corrections to make on it. I thought we redid and did a second one.
I thought we signed that, though.
We did a second one? Well, we may have. I'm just saying that it hasn't been anything done. He's wanting to know a timeline because they're doing some work down there now. They've got a dozer on site. If we were doing some, you know, hauling some stuff in there, they might be able to just smooth some of it out while they've got a dozer on site.
And I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
We had the intent was to provide parking spaces for
elections.
The elections, and the first major election we're going to be having down there is not going to be until, April. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. If they get that on site, it certainly makes sense.
One thing that we have said, and it's a matter of fact that I don't know when we'll start our chip and seal, but when we start it, it eliminates enough crew to do all the work that we need to get done. So the wintertime is when we do these jobs that are that can be handled under the weather conditions. And so that's why he was asking about it. I would like to get a check on that contract or that intergovernmental agreement. And Randy said he had some material right there close that could be used. And maybe if nothing else, get started hauling some material in there. He said there would have to be some removal of some sod and things like that. But at least we could take any dig outs or ditch stuff that needed to be, breaking off of any ditches or anything like that. Where we had to rock hammer anything, we could take that material on site if it's in general location down there and use it. You guys have any problem with that? If we can come up with that intergovernmental agreement and contract and just let them start doing that.
This late in the year, I mean, it would have to remain an aggregate if we get time to work on it and actually get the parking lot completed. The surfacing of it would have to be done during warmer weather.
Sure, but I mean, it could be much later.
Yeah,
I'm talking about
it
doesn't have to be done right now or anything.
But I mean,
at least we could have the big rough stuff that goes in the bottom. We could have it all in place.
That part would go pretty quick if I get the sod removed. So,
do you have a measurement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a measurement and everything, and the location where he's wanting to do it is just we need to catch it during good weather to get in there. It's basically upper side of their school building.
Do you know what? Do you have any idea what the work is that they're actually doing?
No, I don't know what they're doing below the school.
Okay.
I have no idea. I need to find out from Joe.
All right.
I just seen a dozer down there doing some work. It looked like they just got started doing something. I'm not sure what, but.
All right, then. So, let's hunt that intergovernmental agreement, make sure that's the one that we've, because okay. We had two in place. One wasn't agreeable with our attorney, and so we redid it and make sure it's signed, and then start. Probably wouldn't hurt anything, Randy, if you just went down and stopped by the school and visited with Joe a little bit.
Okay, I'll get a hold of him. I'll get a hold of Joe.
Ron, I've asked Randy to go down and visit with Joe and do some scheduling.
Okay. Would you check with Nikki on that agreement with Brevin?
Okay, I will.
Just to make sure that it's in place. I think we did that, but...
Okay. I don't have anything else, so unless you guys do.
What else did we have on the list? Oh, I know there needs to be from each side, and you may have to wait till Harlan and Stottle is back, but there needs to be some, however you want to approach the crews being distributed between the Mount Branson area. The eastern barn, and the western barn, and who would, I hate to use the word volunteer, but I guess that's the only thing to say is who in that lives in that area might be the ones that want to fill those road barns up first. So the volunteers that might work in crews, that you get a names from those individuals that work for us now that might be changing locations, because we're going to be ready to move in there shortly.
Okay. I can write up a memo or something, send out to each side to the people, let me know or let their supervisor know if they're willing right now on a voluntary basis
right.
Move over to the Mount Branson.
And there may be some that will have to move that don't care anything about moving right now, but they the location.
Do we know how many, Danny?
We haven't discussed that.
We haven't discussed that in full. But if we get numbers of people that would be interested in moving, that'll give us some better idea of maybe how to plan the crews. I think we did know that we were going to disperse maybe some changing of some crews around the concrete crew and the Jack's crew that's over there. I mean, we've got reasons for them being where they're at, but maybe some of those guys that'll end up going to another location.
I need to do something with the concrete crew right now. They're without a crew leader, being as Charlie had retired. So we had them mowing through the summer months. That pretty well filled their time frame. And right now I've got them kind of dispersed. They're working on the salt building, helping out on that right now.
Right.
But when that's over, then we'll possibly I will have a little bit of concrete work, but it's not going to be anything big or major. But
you have time. What about down at Moore Bend, them holes that water guy?
Oh, we do have a. How do you want me to handle some of these? We have several smaller subdivisions, areas that have kind of private water systems that right now they're trying to repair some leaks, but they haven't contacted us. They just go out there and repair their leaks, and we're ending up with several holes in our roads.
Moore Bend, I don't know, it's probably been a month since I was down there, and they had a leak, I guess, and just dug a hole out and chip and seal road and just set cones around it. and it's been open a month, and they've got another one they've dug right to the edge of the pavement, and then another one they've dug out halfway in the road, and I mean, I'm sure, you know, they've got leaks, and they need to be fixed, but I don't think they'll leave a hole.
Isn't there some sort of permit process, so that they need to supposedly
they don't ever ask.
We never find out about it until we find the holes.
Right.
So
it's went through the guy that's doing it now. I do know that he's not been doing it long. It's one of them deals that work. Don't seem like they ever have the same guy a year or 6 months. It's always somebody different taking over the deal. And
now it's in their subdivision or community association or whatever they've got as far as. Does it lay it with outside what you would call their little subdivision, or is it right in?
No, it's in where all the houses are, but we've got, you know, the county roads that go through it, and they just, of course, the water lines cross them everywhere, and they, you know, they are leaking where they dig the holes. But
right. But you can't just leave that's a county liability.
Yes, that's right.
You just can't leave a hole. And without us being notified, and right. There are people that...
What I was thinking about is, you know, when it starts snowing, snow trucks go down through there, and you ain't going to be a good chance. You won't, you know, you probably won't see it, and somebody's liable to run off in them. And
how deep are they? I mean, are they...
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they're deep enough you wouldn't want to run off in them. 2-3 foot. And, I mean, you know, half as big as this table. They ain't real big holes, but still yet, they'll do come out. The road ain't real narrow down, or real wide. You know I'm talking a 14-foot road, and they're dug out 5 or 6 foot in the lane.
I'd say get those fixed immediately, and then we'll send with whoever's at that location that is the president of the homeowner association needs to be sent a letter from Road and Bridge and tell them before they do any more digging that they need to contact us about a permit form, because if they don't, if they dig a hole in our road, somebody gets hurt, we're going to end up looking at them to pay the...
You know, usually all before they dig the hole and fix it and just put base back, and we ended up going back and putting mix because they never got around to that. But this guy that's doing it now, like I said, I know the one hole's been open for a month or so.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, and it needs to be... Anytime you run onto something like that, we'll feel free to... We need to get it taken care of immediately.
Right. I agree.
I don't care if it's base rock or what you put in there.
Go ahead and just go fill it up.
Go ahead and fill it up.
Okay.
Guys, this is your chance. What else do you want to talk about?
It's up to you.
Issues. Doesn't matter what it is. I can just tell by their faces or something.
They want to, but they don't want to. So it's probably best.
What is it, Randy?
Huh?
Nothing?
Nothing, yeah.
I better.
No.
A Devil's Tea Table Road. Will they ever... I know he could. Anyway, when the water got up high this last time, the backwater was up high, and then the creek, it come 10 inches of rain or whatever, but it washed up. It's getting where it's getting dangerous. I mean, it's you know, it's not safe to start with, but it's getting where it's going to cave off somebody one of these days. And, I mean, there is a lot of traffic up and down. Are there any way we'll ever, I mean, do anything with that road?
I did show this to the Corps of Engineers. When we had the ranger here, I was looking for another burn site, and we did find that. Also showed this to him, and I'm going to work with him trying to get permit. We can do this under a bank stabilization type permit, and so I'm going to work with him to try to get that. The problem with this particular area is the height of the road compared to where the creek is how do we get to the bottom of this down here at the creek bank to start filling this or stabilize that bank. Yeah, it's easy enough to dump from the top down, but that doesn't
go plumb out in the creek.
It'll go plumb out in the creek. We've got to start at the bottom, and accessing this is going to be a problem. But the first part is getting a permit through the Corps to allow us to do this. They don't have a problem with us fixing it, but we've got to obtain the permit through them. But I did show him this particular area that we're talking about. The whole road, just the whole bank's just giving
away.
Are you
talking about taking off from the huge bluff and then putting that down as fill? What are you?
That's part of it. Is we're going to have to cut into the embankment or the bluff to acquire part of the material, but most of it is just going to have to be huge rock.
That's what that bluff is, isn't it?
Well, we can't
good portion of it.
Yeah, we can't cut part of that because of the height of the bluff. Part of this rock that's going to need to be put down there at the bottom is going to be the stuff that's half the size of a dump truck that's going to be placed along there, because we're looking at Beaver Creek kind of at an angle coming into this.
And
it's on a corner.
Yeah, and then when the back part is up high, the creek, all the running water just come down, and you know what? Instead of going down the creek, it just shot straight into the roadway.
It's going to be an issue.
Do you know
it's not going to be easy?
I do, and it's been a problem ever since I can remember.
But my concern is it's a county road.
It's a county road, and I think
that's a dangerous place.
We better take some action on it. Some of the action we take might not be very popular, but I think that...
Now, like at the cave, you know, you got the issue of there's the cave there, too. It's actually in the edge of the road. I mean, it's just the entrance of the, where you go down this cave is right at the entrance of the road. That's another spot that even if you fix where the spot I'm talking about, when you go right by this spot, it's, there's 10 foot of drive in there. But years past, it was caving off. And Lance Mulholland up there at Tuck, and he put a wire cattle panel to these trees and Tucky's backhoe down there and filled it in himself. Well, yeah, it looks good, but one of these days, it's probably just going to fall out from under somebody. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a...
Well...
And I go up through there all the time because I've got cattle up there, but, I mean, you know, it's kind of scary in a place or two.
Mm-hmm.
But, it is. And it gets lots of traffic. I mean,
it's not going to be easy to fix either spot. I mean, it's
going
to be
a
time consuming.
Is that an issue with, if you break the, because before when EF was in there, he had, I think it was me and Virgil Reese went up there, and all we had was a little breaker, and I had the track loader, and we widened out a bunch of it. But we stopped at the cave because he actually thought there might be an issue of, if we filled the cave up, we'd get something to do with the cave. We could get in trouble for, you know, messing with the entrance of it.
I'm to the point thinking about that, Dan, that we need to involve all the agencies that would be involved and start the process because it's just dangerous.
Here's the thing. It's either fix it or close it. That's the way it's going to be because we're not going to have something dangerous.
Well, that'll change the opinion of a lot of people that don't want anything changed.
That's the reason I said it was controversial and going to be a problem because if we look for solution and have everybody involved, and if we can't come up with something that'll work, well, then we'll just have to. Because it's one lane now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every time I go up there, it's... It don't matter if it's winter or summer. You know, about half the time I meet somebody and I've either got to back up or they've got to back up for you to get through there. I mean, it's what, you know, it gets a lot of...
And it's an old county road that was taken in through the special road districts probably years ago. And so it's in existence and it has to be taken care of if it can be. We need to talk to... I guess probably an engineer about the environmental part of it.
Can you start that process for us, Randy? You're already going to talk with the Corps, correct?
Right. But as far as best possibility of fixing it, I mean, we're looking at several things. You're looking at a very tall bluff. You're looking at minimal room to even work equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at at least, I'm going to say, a good... 800-900 feet total road length to even acquire width on. plus bank stabilization down below on a major creek. I mean, there's...
But the option is to close the road?
The other option is close the road, and that's... It's a long way around for several residents to... We don't do any snow removal on this road just because of the hazard of the narrow bluff. I mean, we'll plow from each end, but that's... I won't allow them to go through there.
Mm-hmm. I'd say investigate into the possibility of how do you guys want to have Randy look at the investigating the agencies that are involved. Do you want to pick one of these engineers or local?
I'd say leave it to Randy.
All right. On their time frame and everything, but something needs to be addressed pretty quick. It's been brought to our attention here, so.
But at least let's have another discussion about it ASAP. I mean, it's just.
Right.
You know, and I am, and, you know, in the last few years, yeah, they've been people turn, you know, run off there and turned over, but now it's, you know, a narrow road. And it's fishing time, especially if it gets lots of traffic. Now, just everyday use, there's, I don't know, six or seven houses up there that people does go in and out that way. It's like me, if I go check, go up there cattle, you know, it's 20 miles difference if I go up it or go around. And but
We'll start the process.
Okay. You got anything else? Like that's probably funny.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Nikki.
Session to hear ASAP. And you're just speaking with Randy, like next week, or
I think you should check with the road and bridge crews where we have Stottle and Harlan. These guys were sitting in as supervisors, mm-hmm. And went see, make sure that they're not on vacation or whatever before you schedule it, right? We're talking about something that needs to be.
I'm not so sure as soon as next Monday we're going to have the info
no,
from them on that.
No, I don't think so either.
Week after.
What I'm saying is make sure they're not going on vacation.
Nikki?
Just so everyone knows, on the Monday the 5th, we have a court case that we're going to on Monday the 5th, leaving the commission at 11 a.m., so it'll be a short work day.
Is that the one we're getting all this stuff scheduled on? Or so we
schedule half a day on Monday.
So we just got the morning time, and we got morning hours available on the 5th.
But when we bring, that's good. I'm glad you brought that up, Jim, because we don't want to bring work crews in and everybody and get into a lengthy discussion, but we can't have one, and we don't want to accomplish anything.
Yeah, so we've got basically
those dates.
2 hours.
We also have a Thursday if we're not locked up on budget, right?
I hope so, yes.
Thursday the 1st?
Or the 8th?
Either one. The 8th we don't show. We're hoping to be budget done by the 8th, so we should be free. When is the 8th?
I'll let her schedule it, Jim, after she checks and make sure that where the two guys are at.
Perfect.
Nikki, I won't be here on the 8th. Or the 9th. That's fall board meeting of NATO.
Okay.
I guess I did have that on my calendar.
Do we want to secure another commission day that week?
Maybe Wednesday
then.
The
7th?
Any other day. I think actually that's the day I'm headed.
Let's just... It may just be a light week that week. Because I've got commitments already till 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 6th.
You've got the Economic Roundtable discussion here for 1 o'clock?
That's
the 29th. That's coming right up.
Really?
Well, it says on my...
On the 29th. It's in the afternoon.
Scheduled for here?
No, it'll be over at the chamber.
It says commission hearing room.
I'll have to double check on that.
Thank you.
Double check on the meeting.
Yeah, that wasn't scheduled by us, is what?
I'm saying that wasn't scheduled. That was a request from somebody else.
That is correct.
Let's double check the whole.
Do we want to reschedule it?
If we want to schedule it, we'll talk about it.
So the 7th, 8th, and 9th, we're just going to have one commission meeting on the 5th that week.
No, you guys are free to do that. I just won't be here on that Thursday. And that's fine. So that's up to you.
Okay. We'll come back to that then. Okay.
Nikki, I got a petition that was submitted. I need 1 minute. Formally on the agenda to announce that this petition has been received and then to formally turn it over to the county clerk. Ah. And it's regarding state right-of-way.
On Monday?
Anytime. It's just, it won't take a minute.
Our next budget meeting is scheduled the 30th of November, if I'm looking at the calendar correct. The next one scheduled is the 30th.
Okay, you got me. I guess my main question was, is I wanted to make sure that we posted all those dates available for budget hearing, and that's the one that we've got next. Because when we started this process, we lined up a whole list of dates, and that's the next one that's on there. Are there any opportunities
prior to,
and it doesn't sound like it with you guys' schedule on
Tuesday
that.
The 29th, I'm good.
But I thought Jim said he had something.
I got something until 11:30, but after 11:30, I'm good. Because if we're not going to have the economic roundtable discussions, then we have the whole afternoon on the 29th also.
Are you scheduled up tomorrow, too?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm scheduled up.
And
busy Thanksgiving?
Do I have a busy Thanksgiving?
I'm not asking the question of us rescheduling a date. I'm asking the question that we had those dates scheduled, and that's first available.
Could you bring me a copy here shortly of one of those calendar lists that we made out that shows every date that we scheduled budget?
Yes.
And then we can also, perhaps, if in fact needed, add to. I'm trying to go through those singly, and that would be better to look at if I had that all in front of me. Guys, what else do we want to have Nikki add to the agenda?
When are we meeting? Do we have the transportation advisory decision supposed to be made on the what day? Remember the request that they made to us? We promised to schedule a meeting and have a vote for them by then. Wasn't it coming up by the time they meet next?
It was open-ended, and the question was whether or not we would schedule or whether or not we would take dollars from this budget and or budget for the 2012 budget.
I thought we committed to a date.
We did. By their next meeting, we would have to...
Which is the 28th at 3 o'clock.
Correct.
But I'm afraid that we can't do that. I'm afraid that we can't. There's no need in us having a meeting with them if we can't. I guess what brought this whole subject up was the scheduling of the budget and where we're going to be in the budget. And we cannot make that decision until we do that, unless you guys want to amend the budget and take that money out of this year's. That's a totally different issue. This year's budget is a totally different issue than next year's.
All I remember is that we were going to give them an answer by 3 o'clock on the 28th.
And are you wanting to post a vote for this year's? Because I don't think we can, as I look at what we've looked at in the budget and what I've reviewed, Jim, I don't think that we can discuss. We would have to have a read. Well, unless we take it, I guess we take it out of part of Road and Bridge.
We could. Or contingency or something like that.
I'm all in favor of what their proposal is.
Jim?
I won't go into any more discussion than that, but you guys want to put a...
Do you want to put like a 15-minute discussion or a 30-minute discussion on the 28th, Monday morning?
Do we have time? Mm-hmm. Put it on.
Just so we have a conversation about it. Yeah. And we can discuss this year, next year.
Options and all that. Okay.
We just have not had a discussion about it.
I just got an email from Donna Neely that they'll have the first maps for Ambulance District ready by next Thursday, the 1st. What's our agenda look like on the 1st?
The first, we start at 8:30 with agenda request, and then we go into budget at 9:15. It looks like.
So at 9 is the bid opening.
Pardon?
Insurance.
9 is the bid opening for insurance.
Yes.
Do you want to have an ambulance discussion after that? Maybe at 9:30.
On the first.
We're going to start the budget work session at 9:15. I would just as soon work this discussion in prior to that because we're going to be in budget for a long time.
About Monday.
Which day?
We can't do it Monday. The maps won't be ready until Thursday.
Okay.
Let's just schedule it for 8:30.
On the first.
8:30. And, Nikki, if we want, if we're going to run over, then we can move agenda request, postpone it to a different time during the day. I know that you need time on that, but we could give ourselves an hour or two. We really need to immediately take action on those ambulance districts, so 8:30 is perfect.
Okay. I had Mr. David Gilbert with Aegis contact me. He's taken Larry Gregory's spot. He wanted to come before the commission, just touch base and make sure there are no loose ends on the transfer station. There was some work that was done on the transfer station.
Yeah, there's loose ends.
Yeah.
So he's contacted our office asking, you know, for a follow-up meeting.
It's not pressing, but I mean, there is loose ends. They never completed the job. You just want to do it on the the 5th in the mid morning before we leave to Herring Case?
Do you want to talk to them individually? and work that in?
I mean, if you want me to work with him, I'll talk to him to get him up to speed. Or you want to do it as a group, Dean?
No. I think we need to do it as a group because there are some issues that need to be discussed.
How much time do we need?
30 minutes?
That's maximum. 15 to be, or 20 would be fine.
Let's do it at 10:30.
On
the 5th. Because it shows that we've got a little flexibility, but Pat wanted us there in Springfield by noon, leave at 11. So
I'm going to have to go earlier than that because I'm going to have to talk with her about some things.
Well, then let's just push it back to the 12th.
Yeah.
What do we have on the 10th? What do you have at 10 o'clock?
Nothing, but there's always something that pops And if Dan's going to be leaving earlier, then let's just push it. It's not that pressing. We can't wait until the 12th.
The urgency of this.
12th will be fine.
Yeah. The urgency of this particular situation has been stretched from last year to this year, and I don't think that it's that urgent that we meet with him.
All right.
She's going to put it on the 12th.
What time? 10:30?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want.
My calendar's pretty open that day so far, so.
Okay. You still have the library board request? You asked me to bring that back up.
If you gentlemen are ready for that discussion, it's fine. I don't see that yet.
Well. When does the library board meet again? Is it today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Back under events this week.
I'm not ready for a discussion yet. I may attend that library board meeting, but I'm not ready to have a commission discussion here.
And you might already post us for that.
Are you going to go to the library board meeting?
I may. I'm not saying that I will be there. Yep. But I just say if we both show up at the same time, I want to post it.
Ask us again Monday.
I'm just going to talk to some of the board members individually. I'm not going to go to the meeting. No, I'm not going to go.
Okay. Put it on there then. I just wanted to cover.
No, I understand. No, I agree.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
Just stand in recess for a minute or two.